Breakfast with Julian Clover
across our university city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
47-year-old Martin Stockley will be one of the thousands of people taking part in the historic Cambridge Town and Gown 10K event on Sunday as it returns to the city for the 12th year. Martin, though, was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy in 2007. It's muscular dystrophy that the event is supporting. And I'm pleased to say that Martin is here now. Morning. Thanks
good,
for coming
good
in.
Good morning.
Have you always been a runner?
I used to run quite a lot when I was younger, but probably not so much the last 10 years or so. Got back into it at the start of this year. This 10K this weekend was a great thing to train towards.
Because karate is your thing. You're wearing a sort of karate-based T-shirt, morning. I guess that's like a different set of stuff going on, isn't it?
Yeah, very different. Obviously a fitness thing. Been doing karate for about 20 years and moved to Cambridge 15 years ago. Nobody in Cambridge was doing the particular style that I practice. So in 2010, we opened up our own, my wife and I opened up our own club, teaching a style called Gojiru. And that's where my focus has been, really, the last sort of 15 years, rather than the running.
At the risk of going off on a complete tangent, where do you do the karate?
It's on the grounds of Cambridge University Press.
Okay.
Not far from the station.
Yeah, my niece and nephew, I used to do some karate. I think they possibly still do. They were just doing it out and about in Barrington, which
is a
bizarre place to do karate, really. But it was pretty good for them. Have you done, talk about the Town and Gown event, have you participated in any other events in support of Muscular Dystrophy UK?
This has been my first time doing the run.
Okay.
But my club, a karate club, organised a charity event in 2019. We raised, I think, over £500 for muscular dystrophy then. Yes, it's been my first running event for charity.
But you're living with muscular dystrophy yourself.
Yeah.
When did you realise that there might be something going wrong with your body?
So the form of muscular dystrophy I have affects the skeletal muscles, so it doesn't affect the heart or the lungs or anything like that. So it's very much the physical body.
It's the stuff which holds you together, almost.
Exactly, yeah. And it was probably from the karate training, exercising. I noticed in my late 20s, early 30s, weird pains and aches in my back. And I saw a physiotherapist, and he noticed again there was things that were just a bit odd. But it just so happens that my mum had been diagnosed with muscular dystrophy about 5 years prior, and so the penny dropped quite quickly.
Yes,
I've probably got that. I was able to just get a simple blood test, and we found out the genetic match was there, and I also have the condition.
And is it a family thing which runs in families? So if one person gets it, there's a chance. You know, like in my family, diabetes is a thing, the nasty sort is the one to watch for.
No, absolutely. So I've inherited it from my mum, as has my sister and one of my brothers. But my brother, he's absolutely fine. So it is a bit of a luck of the draw.
Yeah, I guess. How does it affect you in day-to-day life?
For me, not too badly. It's definitely an up and arm thing, upper body thing. I can't keep my arms up very long, and get achy back and these sort of things. So not too bad. It's not really stopping me from obviously doing karate or running.
Mm.
Whereas my mum, she wasn't diagnosed till she's a little bit older than I am now, so in sort of early 50s. And she's now in her mid-70s and really struggles to walk. It's really badly affected her lower body more. Mm.
But is that because she's older and something that, dare I suggest, as you get older and obviously other people living with muscular dystrophy, they'll encounter the same sort of problems?
I think it's not entirely known. Obviously, it's a relatively rare condition, but that does seem to be the general trend. I think it sort of manifests itself in the upper body first, and then starts to affect sort of the lower abdomen and the legs. So one thing she has is foot drop. She can't lift her feet properly,
right?
Which apparently is a classic symptom in later stages.
What support do you get from Muscular Dystrophy UK? How do they sort of look after you, as it were, in terms of, I guess, information and other things?
I think it's that information angle and also the money they put into research. So I know my mum, you know, I don't think she feels guilty, but I think she feels really bad that she's passed this on to her children. Obviously, she didn't know.
Yes.
But you know, she's very, very keen for you know, lots more research to happen and you know, find a treatment, and there is lots of fantastic research happening towards that. Obviously, for all forms of muscular dystrophy,
because they do seem to be different types, different flavours, if you like, of muscular dystrophy. I'm afraid I took one look at the type you have. I'm not even attempting to pronounce that. No, but can you do it for me?
No, I can't.
Right, okay.
We tend to call it FSH,
yeah.
Which I think in English is essentially face, scapula and humerus. So, the face and the sort of shoulder, essentially. Which I guess is where it first manifests the symptoms and then makes
its way along, yeah. as it were. You mentioned the research, and I guess that's kind of the basis for why there is the Town and Gown 10K in Cambridge and in other places as well. Apparently some place called Oxford's been running it for a few years as well. But certainly the event in Cambridge is very well supported every year.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
Are you doing much training then?
So I started again right at the start of the year. Went out for a 2 mile run. I could barely walk for the next 2 days, but I've stuck at it, and I'm feeling good.
Good. So what are you looking at for time? You're not thinking of yourself as an elite runner. You're sort of like a in betweeny. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think that's probably.
You're not dressed in the ostrich suit. You're sort of in the mid group. Just making it through.
Exactly. Yeah, serious runner, but I can only dream of the elite.
Okay. So come on, put an estimate on your time, then we'll check out for you at the other end of it all.
Yeah, if I can get a PB, personal best of 52 minutes or under, I'll be super happy.
I think that's doable.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And conditions, today it's sort of, well, not warm yet. What's the temperature now? Not too bad at the moment. Is this the sort of conditions you'd like to run in?
I think it'd be lovely. I think even a bit cooler would be fine. Just hoping it doesn't rain.
Okay. Well, we must mention, if anybody is interested and you're, I guess, in reasonable shape, it's possibly not the time to start practicing with a race on Sunday. But you can still sign up. The registration is closing tomorrow morning, but at 7 a.m. So it's possibly a very good idea to do it today. Is possible, I think, technically, to sign up on the day, but that involves a little bit of waiting around, I suspect. So if you want to go to Town and Gown at 10k.com and the word Town and Gown at 10k.com, and you can get all the registration details there and sign up if that's what you want to do. It's certainly a worthwhile course, and several thousand, we were hearing last week, are going to be taking part in all of that.
Yeah. No, they've raised lots of money so far, and I think you can make donations through that website.
That's also good.
And also on my fundraising, musculardystrophyuk.org/MartinTownandGown.
Okay, well, we'll have a look at that, and I wish you the best of luck all things, I think, Martin, but immediately with the Town and Gown 10K on Sunday, we'll be keeping an eye out for you. What number are you?
I think I might be number 6.
Oh, that's good, isn't it? Oh, that's easy to spot.
Yeah.
One of my colleagues, Alex Elbro, does our lunchtime show, is running it as well. She did tell me what her number was, and I can't remember now. She'll now immediately text it and tell me, but it's good to have the number. It's the one thing I kind of... Cause tell people I'm doing the Town Again 10K and all I'm doing is the comparing stuff of it. Numbers against people, that would be fun. There's probably some GDPR thing that stops them from doing that.
Probably,
Martin Stockley, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Good luck in the Cambridge Town and Gown on Sunday. And that takes us now to 8:20.
Cambridge 105 Radio.